All right. So welcome to Soluminous Radio, a monthly live call-in show with my soul sister, friend, and incredibly gifted psychic healer and channel, Joni Isinger. Welcome, Joni, tonight to another incredible evening full of
Thanks.
Promise.
So excited.
All right, just as a brief introduction, many of you probably know Joni already, but Joni, why don't you give people an overview of what they might expect from you and what you do?
Sure. Well, I'm from Long Island, and now I live in New York. Excuse me. Look at that. I guess that's wishful thinking, folks. And by the way, there's reverb, Michelle. I'm not sure. Do you hear that?
I don't.
Okay, so at my end, but if you don't hear, I'm hoping that doesn't end up on the tape. But
okay.
That's okay, unless you
so
want me to call
you
back
have,
in.
You have, are you?
I'm not speakers.
You're. Are you on your phone or computer?
On my phone. Now I'm not hearing any reverb.
Okay. All right, so for those of you on the line right now, if you raise your hand, if you hear an echo, could you just please let me know? You raise your hand by pressing *2 on your phone or on the dial pad on your computer.
And then we'll know. Thank you. Okay, well, we'll get back to that. I'm not in New York now. I'm in New Jersey. And I used to be a social worker. I did individual and group therapy, and I didn't believe in any of this. And then around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities, no workshops, just happened. And my life changed 180 degrees, and I do many things. I channel departed ones and pets. I can see into bodies. I can jump into other lifetimes. I can clear spaces remotely. I do channel and do healings on pets. I balance chakras, I clear them, I can activate a person's healing hands, I can activate DNA and change out light body consciousnesses if they're just done, and the list goes on. I love what I do. I'm what's called a light worker, where I bring in the highest of Christ-like consciousness messages through me. I'm a channel, and I'm here to assist people with awakening. So I am not a doom and gloom psychic. If you ever go to someone or you get a reading over the phone and it's a warning, if they say you have negative energies on you and you have to pay X amount of dollars to get them off, leave. Erase and delete. Do not hand over your money if possible. I give messages that are to clarify and validate, support and inspire, and educate. That is my job. So on this show, I like doing radio because not only will one person receive a reading or a healing, but many other people hear it as well. So you can't help but become moved, learn from someone else's messages that are coming through from the other side. So
and
that's so, my spiel.
Joni, thank you for that. And so many times, you know, we've had shows in the past where there have been super strong themes, like everyone who's called in has been of a certain need or a certain personality type or a certain, their guidance was kind of the same. It's just really amazing. So know that when you, if you're posting a question in the chat, if you're pressing *2 to raise your hand to receive a gift of a healing from Joni, that you are serving the greater good. Keep that in your mind to open up to that, because everyone who's listening, whether this is on the replay or tonight live, everyone served by the readings that Joni does. So when you step up and you dial in and you raise your hand by pressing *2, you are not only getting help for yourself, but you are helping many, many, many other people. All right. So I think we're going to get going here. So who's ever brave enough to press *2 to raise your hand? And Joni is waiting to serve you. Sometimes people are shy, but that's okay. I will share while we're waiting for people to raise their hand, because there are quite a few people here on the line, which is great, and on the webcast. Check the chat and the Q&A. That with my clients this week, Joni, I don't know if it's a preparation for Mercury going to retrograde or what, but my battery, my Jeep died, the battery of my phone's dying. Like, people are like, what's going on? Like, all this kind of tumultuous activity lately. Have you experienced that at all?
Yeah, my treadmill died a little over a week ago. I had it for 21 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So since Mercury goes into retrograde
on the
22nd, that's in 2 days, it seems there's that shadow period. The hardcore folks might say it's 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
I usually say that that shadow period is a week before. That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And those of you who aren't aware, I can't say that I'm an astrologer, but the little that I know is that the planet Mercury goes into a certain station, and that is when folks are to kind of hunker down and review. And you might find that people from the past come up again, and there's review with that soul. You might find that you're getting rid of things that don't belong, and that relationships or contracts are broken. And they do advise that it's not a good time to enter into a project for the first time during a retrograde. If you've started it beforehand, before the retrograde, then you're cool. But if you just have an aha moment right in the middle of a retrograde, the chances are higher that it might not work out. And yes, electrical devices, appliances, phones, computers, cars, they can have problems, and also there tends to be miscommunications that occur during this time as well. So it's not a time to fear, it's just a time to embrace and know that we need these times to slow down and review.
So essentially it's a take your time kind of thing, because time actually moves, it seems as if it's moving more slowly, which actually opens up some space for you to take your time, not react, but really plan and resonate with what you want to happen or to be. So
right.
I'm really careful to tell people, oh, you know, everything's going to break down. Don't sign anything. Don't do that. Like, don't get yourself in a fearful state, because that doesn't serve anyone. But do take your time. Do take your time to see how you resonate with certain things going on, because it is definitely to your advantage to take advantage of the slowness of time that Mercury in retrograde offers us. And that's only till about the middle of April, I believe. But anyone who would like to receive a gift of a free reading, because we only do have an hour here and there are quite a few of you on the line, press *2 to raise your hand. I will see your hand raised, and I will say the last 4 digits of your phone number or your name if I can see it, if there is no phone number, and I'm calling you that way. Okay. So if you would like the gift of a reading, press *2 to raise your hand, and we will go from there. I'm just checking the webcast again.
We have curious folks, but no questioners.
Right. So what has been, so until people gather their chutzpah here, what has been going on with you, Joni, that you'd like to share that you feel that people would be benefiting from?
I think just in terms of my career, I just feel like there's this motion that's there. It's a rumble. It's exciting. And I feel that I'm going to be growing. My business just feels wonderful. I feel like I'm going to be reaching out to businesses at this point. Yeah, so I can reach out to HR departments and find out whether they'd like to have me do company parties.
Nice.
That's so that awesome. I'm excited about, and I'm also embarking on a project of taking copyrighted songs that I've written and put music down with a friend, Greg, and actually making a CD and professionally recording them with musicians.
Wow, that is so awesome. That
yeah, so, awesome. So I'm very, very excited. I'm patient, and I'm watching it slowly unfold, but I like the movie I'm making, you know, and for those of you who are listening, if you have dreams, you don't have to say, that can't happen. I used to think that way, and then I switched it around, and I decided to follow my dreams, and I've been doing that, And I'm smiling because people are coming on my path, and I'm finding people as well by being active in my life, and it's coming together.
I think that's so important. You know, again, everyone, I'm welcoming you to press star 2 to raise your hand. I will see it immediately. And as we're waiting for you to decide what you would like to ask Joni, we're going to continue talking to try to serve you. So one of the misconceptions with like attracting into your life what you would like to manifest is it's not done sitting on the couch. It actually requires some action steps done within the milieu or the emotional soup of being enthusiastic for what you would like to see happen. So even if you don't know how to do something, taking the best steps that you know how from where you are right now towards what you want, moving towards something rather than fighting against something, so important. Joni, what do you think about that?
I think you've said it beautifully. I think that the steps, I think you said it well. I think I'll just add to that. If you have an idea regarding what you want to do, you must believe in yourself. You must believe that there are no obstacles. You must get rid of all fear. You need to be clear. And you need to, another thing too is that you need to move people out of your circle, out of your way, who are deterrents. I think that's very, very important.
Yep.
Very important, because you might not know it, but if there are people who aren't rooting for you, the naysayers, and they could possibly be major blocks, it's important for you to cast them aside if possible. If not, then energetically you need to bless them, forgive them, put protection around yourself and your project, and move forward.
So, So Joni, that's into your field right now. So because I've experienced readings with Joni before, over the phone, as good of friends and supporters of each other as we are, we've never actually met in person, although we've known each other for years. And, she had given me a reading and I was like stuck at this point. Like, I'm like, what the hell is going on? This person keeps on interfering. And no matter how much I kind of bless them and forgive them, it's just like, it's not even hitting them. Like, it's not happening. And I don't know what else to do. So Joni, you deal in that realm where there's different things at play that aren't on kind of our same earthly energy field that you go into. I'm not saying it probably in the right words, but can you expound upon that, on how you could help someone who's experiencing, say, a naysayer or a person who's continually throwing obstacles in your way, or what that means and how you would deal with that?
Well, if someone were to come on your path and you're visioning a dream and then there's a naysayer, I believe it's like the assessment. Who is this person? How long have I known them? Am I taking it personally? Is this my ego or is this real? That's the first thing. It's pinch me. Is this real? Are they really rooting for me, or is this a figment, or is this so? Because a lot of times people misinterpret someone's mood or their facial expression.
That's
or
true.
A word.
Very true.
That's the first thing. Is this real? Is this person really blocking me? And if they are, then the next step is, who are they in relation to me? Are they family? You don't just block them because, you know, if they're in our house, I mean, can't necessarily do that. Who are they in relation to me? And if they're very close in your, or someone like a colleague or a boss, a roommate, whatever the case may be, if a person is very close in your life and you are not able to separate yourself from them, then you might need to not share as much information about your dreams. You can keep them to yourself. You can give yourself permission to do that. And if it's necessary to say something, then you can do that if it's not putting yourself at risk of having World War III happen. And if you assess that the person is more distant in your life and you wish to separate from them, then you do that. Every person has a different situation, different relationship with the skeptics, the naysayers, the doubters, the blocks. And each person needs to make a very concerted effort in protecting their dreams so they could move forward. We come into each lifetime with pre-birth plans and soul contracts. So we have ideas regarding what we'd like to accomplish. And we might even throw the naysayers, the blocks on our path in order for us to achieve the ability to maintain integrity, let's say, or use our voice and speak up, which is our throat chakra, the energy center in our throat, where we express our truth. So
it's kind of like a spiritual gym, you know, like there are going to be different challenges thrown in your way. So as you ascend or as you grow and you're getting to places that you want to go to live your life better and kind of serve the greater good, it's like, all right, well, how really lined up are you with that? Because here's another challenge. So keeping that in mind, all of you pleasers out there, if you would like the gift of a healing from Joni, some guidance, press *2 to raise your hand. I will see your hand raised and I will call on you based upon the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay, so right now we have, I'm going to unmute you. Last 4 digits are 4964 from North Conway, New Hampshire. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
How can
I got here? I got here a little late. I don't even know what I was going to say. I think I just raised my hand too soon.
That's okay. Do you have any blocks in your life or any stuck points?
Oh, yes, indeed. Let's see. I would say I have relationship blocks.
Okay. Intimate relationship?
I would say
or friends.
I would say male and female, like friends and lovers.
And mother.
And mother, absolutely. And sister.
Okay, so we're talking family, friends, and love.
Yep.
So would you say that this is like a general theme here?
Yes, one that just kind of keeps popping up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you found since childhood that you've had difficulty with relationships?
I would say relationships, trust, vulnerability, feeling.
I'm going to go in.
Nurtured,
I'm going to find out where this
is. Nurtured, hurt, and cherished.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to put it out there. If it's my understanding, it's like an all-encompassing difficulty with relationships with people.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it can span all different aspects of what relationship means. Okay. So I'm going to go in and see where this comes from. Okay. I think this is another lifetime, but you never know. Did you have a boy knock out a tooth of yours in this lifetime?
Oh. No. No.
Did someone else knock out a tooth of yours?
No. I'm trying to think. I did used to play football on the playground, so I'm sure.
This is when you were 15, so that's.
Oh.
No?
No. I would say the closest was a field hockey ball.
And. Okay, and no, I'm seeing a teenage boy punch you in the face and a tooth is knocked out.
Oh, God,
do you have
no.
a glass of water by you?
No, but I can get one.
Yeah, we'll follow you to the kitchen or bathroom, wherever you go.
Okay.
So while you're doing that, mm-hmm. there's another lifetime, and it was an assault. I think he thought that you were pretty, but he was a troubled boy. And he took it upon himself to show you his might, but that's not the way you turn on a girl. right? Have a sip of water when you finally poured that, because they're working on you now. It's an energy. So it's like a slam. It's like a boom. It's very, the energy, the push of the fist into the face is very strong. And there's a shudder feel. Do you ever get trembly and you don't know where that comes from?
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the shudder from the blow. Have another sip. I
and
think you're
definitely
going to stop being tremulous after this healing. That's what I'm getting.
And it's generally when there's like an emotional shock, I'll just shake.
Yes, and that is karma. You go to your passing in that lifetime very afraid. You blame him and a teeny bit of yourself, more so him, like obviously him, like you did that to me. But the blame towards self is you've said to yourself, I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
Have another sip of water. Do you in this lifetime outguess, outsmart, second guess yourself and say I should have known?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Karma. Let's get rid of this imbalance. You come into this lifetime, there's a bleed-through effect from that lifetime of this. It's a horror. It's scary, and it gets you on your toes. Now, we're connecting this with your difficulty with relationships. The energy is of fear, and there's distrust.
Mm.
It's a spillover of anyone at any time can bonk me, can slam me, can hit me, can turn on me, can ruin my day. Anyone can do this. I don't think this is conscious, is it?
No, but I
not
definitely
to this extreme. That's a very strong fear.
Yeah, but I can definitely see that, like, unguardedness for sure.
Uh-huh, kind of like, who are you, and it'll take a while until I trust you, but you have to show me who you are?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So let's get rid of the karma here. Let's balance it. The first thing is you say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, yeah, look at you. You just brightened up. Do you like peonies? The flower?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know how well they're growing up in North Conway. So either you're going to find one or you find a painting or a picture of a peony. That energy is priceless for you. It helps you very much.
Okay,
peony. Second part.
That's funny because that's the one that I sipped rain out of in the summer.
That's the one that you what?
I sipped the rain out of it, like the dew out of the summer. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Michelle?
I sure did.
Come on. Okay. Love this. Second part. Forgive him.
Okay.
Third part. Ask for his forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Oh, there you go. Whoa, big energy surge. Do you feel that in your chest?
I know.
You don't have to.
Woo, okay.
You felt, did you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. It's like a kid on an empty stomach having a chocolate milk. And then they get that sugar hit with the chocolate. Whoa. Okay, I'm almost back. Hang on, because I'm feeling, for those of you who are wondering why Joni's doing that, it's because I feel it too. Okay, I'm back. Little punchy on that chocolate milk. Okay, I'm back. The last part, thank God for this life lesson. There you go. Have another sip. Let's get rid of all the karma with any. Okay, so that was the precipitating event. That kind of steamroll, it dominoed into other lifetimes, including this one where there's distrust and it's just, it's an energy. It's a shifty, jaggedy energy that would affect your interactions with people. And I think that you feel it more than they do. I don't think that it's their energy coming at you. I think it's energy around you, and it affects you in relation to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What was
like
the
you're
last
holding
you said,
it. It's not like there are all these people that are all, quote unquote, screwed up all around you and you just have bad luck. It's something that you've been walking around with.
Right.
Like
so
where
you
the heck
said,
is this
I forgive
coming from?
Me for not forgiving you. And then what did you say after that? What was the
first part? Is you forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The second part is you forgive him. The
mm-hmm.
third part is you ask him for forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you, and I connected you with unforgiveness, and the two were bound in a negative energy called unforgiveness. And now
okay. Maybe
you'll forgive me, and it doesn't matter if they don't forgive you. You're putting it out there, and that soul, you're connecting with that soul. And their higher self will or will not, but it's a nice thing to do. The most important thing is to forgive yourself and forgive them. That's really the karma part, getting rid of karma. This third step of asking for their forgiveness is like icing on the cake. And thanking God for this life lesson or thanking the universe, spirit, source, creator, I am presence, whatever you want to call it, that's also icing. Oh,
yep.
Do you feel a lightness?
Yeah. Yeah, in my heart, like in my solar plexus, actually.
Yes. This is release. This is going to shift things. Do you have a diamond?
I do.
Okay, so it assists you. Now, you don't have to wear your diamond all the time, and at night you might take it off, but it assists you. So just know that this precious stone is part of your life. It's an energy. It's a beautiful, scintillating object that has a relationship with you, and it knows you, and it goes deep inside this precious, wonderful being, because crystals and gems and metals, they all the elements, they all have healing properties, and that it works with you.
Awesome.
So in terms of from here out, in terms of relationships, it's going to be easier. You're going to find that there are people that are going to come into your life and they're going to smile, and you're not going to have that haze over you. You're going to be receiving their energy clearer. You're going to know more. You're going to have a better knowing. You're going to be clearer. Things aren't going to be as messy, as rough.
Okay.
It's going to be more like coasting. You know when you're in the shower and you put the soap either on the washcloth or in your hands and it's slithery, slathery? That's what we want. We want that smooth, slippery, you know, the even flow between you and other people, and it's going to feel more gentle.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Thank you.
So just as a little aside, because I like to look into different things that Joni says, the etymological meaning of the peony flower, it takes its name from the mythological Greek character Paeon, who studied with the god of medicine. And Zeus had to transform the students into a beautiful flower when he showed more promise than his teacher and incurred his wrath. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it? And the symbolism of it, it's the flower with the longest continual use in Eastern culture, and it's bred hardly by seed, but only by its long enduring roots and separating those roots, and it's tied deeply with royalty and honor.
Nice.
Nice.
Between now and when you go to sleep, sip water, because any energies that were stuck are going to release through your physical body. The water will affect.
Super.
I'm so glad that you asked. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you felt it. That's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Scintillating Kate.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
All right. Wowzers. Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being for sharing that with everybody. So, everyone, as you can see, I'm sure that you felt that some of Kate's reading resonated with you. So it's time for you, because there's an awful lot of you on this call tonight, to press *2 to raise your hand so you too can not only experience your own guidance, but help those of us who are listening. Joni, that was super powerful, and it was like, it was on, man. It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. My heart was beating out of my chest during that reading. That was pretty cool. Oh, my goodness. All right. So remember, everyone, press *2 to raise your hand. And Joni is here waiting for you. In the meantime, let's see. I'm just going to check the chat to see if there are any questions. Okay.
Those of you who have never had a reading before, you can also ask for a general reading where you don't have to ask any question. I could just go in and see what the other side has to say.
There you go. Great suggestion. But we do have someone right now who has a hand up. I'm going to unmute you. The last four digits of your number are 3817 from Fall River, Massachusetts. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
This? Sorry? Who is this?
My name is Danielle.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help?
I don't really have any questions. My sister's just been, you know, tagging me to give you a call, so I made it tonight.
Oh, I'm glad. Should I do a general?
Sure.
Okay, let's see.
I'm a ball full of energy, so let's see what.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As you said that, I saw you in stirrups on a horse.
That's funny. My sister rides horses. Not me, but she does.
Have you ever gone on?
I have.
Okay, so then it's metaphor. So we've got the horses in the family, but you're trotting along. Do you feel like you're going at an okay pace in life?
I think so.
Do you question yourself and, like the stumbling block isn't something external, it's internal, like something's going on and then you question it and then you might create your own inner disturbance?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So do you feel, ready? Do you feel you're addicted to this stuff, to the turmoil?
Yes.
Woo! Okay. So do you have a glass of water nearby?
I do have a bottle of water. I'm just
That's
driving,
fine.
So I
That's
want to
fine.
Like
have
pull
a sip.
Over.
They're working on you already. Yeah. We're going to be getting another healing. Okay, so do you want to know where this addiction to turmoil and chaos and tornadoes come from?
I would love to.
Let's find out. Let's see.
Sipping water.
This is such a good one. Okay, are you ready?
I am.
Ah, it's like 1950 or something. I don't know if it's 1950. It's a drive-in movie. So whenever the drive-in movie started and you're a kid in the back seat and your parents are smooching in the front seat and they think that you're like behind and that they're like that you can see, I don't know, I think they're down and they're making out and you're quiet and you're in the back seat and you're looking, you're like peering over and you see that they're kissing. I don't think anything else is going on. Have another sip of water.
Okay.
And that you were 5 years old. You knew what kissing was, but you had no idea why they were doing that because the movie was good. And you didn't know why that they were not talking to you and it was too quiet in the car.
Okay.
And then you started to say something and they're like, shh, shh, like that. have another sip of water. Boy, this is all bottled up energy. And you wanted to know what the heck was going on. They're like, what the heck? What the heck? And you kept interrupting them. They told you to be quiet. Then ultimately, I think they stopped. But you were very, very inquisitive, understandably, because mom and dad, normally in a situation, you would look at a screen. Their heads would be above the seat in the front seat. And maybe they would be talking to you like, what do you think of that, dear? You know, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That started it. It was a challenge. It became a challenge. You never understood what was going on between them, and it's like a cliffhanger. So if we talk about karma, this is an interesting one, because normally when I identify a karmic situation, normally something not really good happens, and there's blame towards self and or others. The way that I see this, it feels like an open-ended, non-closure situation where you go to your passing with this energy like, what the? And it had some type of an energetic imprint on you when you were around five. A very young soul seeing something that was very adult, in the dark, not even in your home. The whole setting with a movie, giant movie screen ahead.
I guess it makes sense to a five-year-old, yeah.
It's not going to. It's very Twilight Zone for a five-year-old. And then as you grow up, you might wax poetic and remember, oh, yeah, I saw mom and dad. I think they were making out, but it was too blurry even. I don't even know if you could even full force identify what the heck went on. So there's this open hole of your person, your consciousness, not having full info, but the energy surge that you had, you were curious and you were a little pissed because they weren't watching the movie and talking to you.
Okay.
So there is a little bit I get is you're blaming them. That would be the karmic part. You're not blaming yourself, you're blaming them. But let's get rid of that karmic piece and then we'll see what happens next. The first part, I always ask a person to forgive themselves because on some level you could blame yourself. You might have blamed yourself like, oh, I should have known what they were doing. I'm a big girl. They say I'm a big girl, so I should know what this is. So the first part is forgive yourself. Yep. Do you have a toenail that's ingrown all the time?
Well, not necessarily, but when I was younger, I was running through the woods and I stubbed my big toe on a root and I had to have half of my toenail cut off to dig out the root. And it sometimes does grow in a little bit funny.
Yep.
It has like
that
a line.
Toe issue is you keep kicking yourself.
Okay.
So it has to do with self-blame. And I think it's related to this. I should have known.
I constantly stub my toes.
That's why it's good
that
we did that part of the forgiveness work, that you forgave yourself because it came out in the toe. You know that metaphorical thing, you keep kicking yourself. I see kick, 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 kick with this toe, kick, kick, and the stub. That was the stub. Boom. And so be wary of, if you blame yourself, be wary of, do you do that now?
What, stub my toe?
No, blame yourself.
Pick
yourself. I knew that. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Be aware of it and be your best friend. Pull back. I think because we're doing this forgiveness work, you're not going to be doing that kicking yourself thing. It's going to start fading until it's ultimately like just practically nothing. But while the energies are releasing over time, like over the next 2 months, just be aware of it, that if you say that to yourself, go, oh, yeah, you know, she said just like be nice, you know, be my best friend.
Okay.
Second part of this is forgive your parents in that lifetime. Forgive them both.
Okay.
Ask for your parents' forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Yep. Oh, it's all happening. It's great. Just like the last call. Where is that? Were you listening to the first caller?
I came in I'm not sure how long you were,
with the soap part, the slithery soap smooth part. Yep. Did you hear that part?
I did.
Yeah, with relationships, I saw the same thing. It's as a result of your doing this, it's going to be just, things are just going to get easier. You're going to watch this. You're going to feel lighter. The last part is thank God for this life lesson. Mm-hmm. Now we fast forward. Tornadoes, crisis, chaos. Nah, that starts fading. It starts getting boring. You're going to start enjoying peace. Because you did the forgiveness work and now you know what happened over in that other lifetime, your soul is settled. You're like, oh, that's what they were doing in the front seat. You haven't had closure. So now over here, you know, over there, you know, you did the forgiveness work and it hits that other lifetime. And I see peace entering. And you're going to have a grand old time. This chaos thing is going to get stale. You're not going to need it. You were craving it because there was an insecurity, and it has to do with I should have known. That's what your five-year-old was saying, I should have known. And that's gone. And the shoulda, woulda, couldas, they're all meaningless because that's all hindsight. You would never know anything. It's only when we reflect back do we know. And then to say shoulda, woulda, coulda is just adding in this insult to injury and adding negative energy to a situation. So you feel good to me. And they say stay inquisitive, question things. You're a ball of fire. And keep trotting on the horse. And you're fine. And things are going to get better.
Mm. Okay.
I'm glad you called.
Thanks so much. I'm glad
you're welcome. Now, also between now and when you go to sleep, sip water because the energies will flush through your physical body, and then it'll just take care of anything that didn't belong.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone, we are closing in on about 17 minutes left for you to receive a reading, a guidance healing by Joni. So if you would like to be a recipient of that, there are like record numbers of people on the line tonight. Obviously, you're benefiting from the readings that we've already experienced tonight. Press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will call on you based upon the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay, we have someone here. I am unmuting you from Madison, New Hampshire. The last 4 digits of your phone number are 1044. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for accepting my call.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Mary Jane.
What can I do for you?
I'm feeling very unsettled in a lot of areas in my life. I'm just thinking, am I crazy, or do I just keep pushing?
No, you're not crazy. No. Let me go in and see. How long have you been feeling unsettled?
Well, for a long time, but it seems to be increasingly getting stronger.
Okay. Well, when you say a long time, are we talking childhood? Are we talking 10 years, 20?
I will say at least a couple of years.
At least a couple of years. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going in.
Okay.
You've been stressed. Wow. Have things turned around in your life that were sudden and you did not expect them? Like disappointments with maybe like the floor coming out from underneath you?
Several times.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fine. You are an old soul, and you're wise. Do you sometimes feel wise beyond your years?
I do, yes.
And do you feel sometimes like you're surrounded by people who are not?
Yes, and then it makes me feel like I'm wrong.
And you're not. You are ancient, honey pie. You're very, very wise. You like the challenge. You put yourself in situations where the people don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remind yourself you're fine.
Okay.
There are people who scorn you and point fingers at you. Is that so?
Yes.
You are fine, honey. You know your truth. You are not insane. You've been knowing things for many, many years, and it's coming to a pinnacle, and you need to assess who these people are in your life and whether they are to remain around.
If they
are very close and not to be, you know, if they're distractions and they're peripheral and you can move away from them, that's fine. If they're close and they're scorning you, then you would need to decide if to make a break or say something, or if you need to tolerate them. But there is nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
And your job is to settle your energy and to pinch yourself and say, I'm okay.
Okay. And the other portion of it was, I guess I'm not feeling very settled in my full-time job either. So.
Okay.
Like,
how long have you been there?
24 years.
Yeah, of like 401k pension, seniority, tenure, or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. And would you be retiring in at least 10 or 20 years?
I don't want to retire. Like, I always want to work.
Good. Okay, so.
Because I have that other thing on the side that I love to do, so.
Do you want to switch over to the other thing, or do you want to stay in your current employ or go to another place with the same skill set and then have your side thing that you like?
I think if I had to use my common sense, I'd have to stay in the same industry, but I would like to move south.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I see is that they use the word monopoly. So I ask while you're talking and while I'm channeling conversing, go, well, okay, what's this monopoly? And it's like you've got it all in the bag. You've got everything going at this place. But I do see that if you fully believed in yourself, if you knew that you were da bomb, if you really, really, really believed it 100%, you could take your whole package and, like, pick up your chair along with you and leave and plop yourself down somewhere else and maybe even get more. That's
okay.
If you want to take the risk. If you don't want to take the risk, then it is a matter of tolerating it. I see it getting a little better, but not changing very much. Are there arrogant people around there?
In the industry itself, there are.
Arrogance. Have you found a niche where they're nice and it's like family?
Yes.
Can you get through it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not written. In terms of what you must do, there are no musts. You can be there if you feel comfortable, but you don't have to. So in terms of the moolah and the benefits, it's a nice package. It's a nice thing that you've created.
Right, it is.
If you go somewhere else, you would have to 100% believe that you are the it woman and that you could translate everything over somewhere else and possibly get more. If you don't think that you can, then you stay where you are. And it's not a fail if you can't get yourself to that point where you believe you could. It isn't. Because it's a mental thing. It's an emotional and mental thing to believe that the universe has got you and that you are a package and you're just going to plop yourself somewhere else.
Okay. It makes sense.
Does that?
Yeah, it really does. Yes. Thank you.
The side job that you have is fun. I like it. It gives you peace. And that is entertaining. It's more pleasure. And that balances out what you have going on at work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the paycheck like what you have, this 24-year job. It's nothing like it. It's a completely different animal. And if you stayed at your current position, do you hire people at this point? Do you have people under you?
I do have people under me, but it's such a great job. Nobody wants to leave.
No one wants to leave.
No one wants to leave.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even hire because there's no one that's leaving?
Correct. That doesn't happen very often.
Do you like the hiring aspect of your job?
Oh, I used to.
The recruiting?
Used to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until you didn't do it anymore because there was no one to hire?
No, until
that
you learned
just burned out naturally.
They lie on their resumes.
Yeah. Oh, and you're able to see through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of your specialties is hiring. That's one of that you have acumen there. So that's just to know.
Okay.
So if you are you an HR person or are you just in management in some capacity?
I have a lot of different hats. I mainly do renegotiations.
Okay. Just know that that is a forte of yours. Maybe it's seeing through the bullshit, but the hiring aspect gives you something to look forward to. It's a challenge, and you're a people person. So just know that. I have no idea why they're telling you this.
Okay.
But they say things for a reason, and we don't have to even know why sometimes.
Okay. I'll take that.
And do you go to the beach?
No, not anymore.
Are you where are you calling from?
New Hampshire.
Uh-huh. If you ever find a cockle shell, you know what those are?
I have forgotten. I grew up on Cape Cod.
Yeah, there you go. Do you have any in the house?
I probably have shells somewhere, yes.
Yeah. Find some cockle shells and have them around. There's an energy in them that will assist you. There's beach energy that you're pulling. It could be Cape Cod. Cape Cod. I was at UMass Amherst, so I love that. And just pull that. So if you can find them around, and if you don't have any hard copy cockle shells, then I'd find a picture of one. Maybe you can even get it in color and just have it somewhere.
Okay.
It's an energy that assists you. Cockle shell.
Interesting. Thank
you. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I never channeled a shell before. I've talked about it, not it's energy assisting someone. That kind of dovetails, because I know we're going to have to stop soon, with what I said earlier about everything having a healing property like diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And all different, you know, the elements and metals, even shells. Everything is alive. So.
Love it. Thank you
I
so
hope
much.
This assisted.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, we have time for one more reading. And we have another hand up. And I am unmuting you, and this is last four digits are 1734. You are on the air.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you for accepting me tonight. How are you doing?
Hi, great.
And who is this?
This is Vicky.
Vicky,
hi.
You've been here before.
I have. I'm Nikki's mother and Danielle, but previously called.
All right. Welcome. Welcome home, then.
I'm never brought it to a drive-in.
Good. Welcome home.
That's
what
okay.
Can I do?
We made out a lot. No. I'm curious about these out of this world dreams I've been having lately.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so clear in my dream. And as I'm waking up, I remember everything. And as I'm fully awake, blank.
You know what I've been told is have a pad of paper and pen by your night table. If
okay.
you have a dream, don't do much movement. Slowly get the pad of paper and pen and start writing. If you jerk yourself out of bed, go to the bathroom first and then go back to the pad and paper, you could lose it.
That's what's happening. The closest I can remember is them training me on the starship with all the kids.
Okay, so let me go in regarding how many weeks has this been going on, or months?
Probably just the last month, And it's funny you mentioned the diamonds because I recently took my diamond off.
Right.
So
okay, I'm going to go
put
in.
It back tonight.
Let's see. You're like Captain Kirk. You are. You're like friggin' chartering airplanes to destinations unknown. That's what they gave me. It is so good. You're having so much. You're traveling all over the universe. You're getting in touch with people you know, with souls you know. You're having a grand old time. You're transporting information. So you're over here and there's a lot of information that goes through you. There's a lot of information that you process, and then you transport it up and you bring it back home. You're from the planet Arcturus, so you could look that up. Arcturis. And by the way, that's where I'm from.
Oh, we must have been neighbors.
That's funny. Yeah, could be. So you are
Arcturian. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm flying all over.
You're flying all over the place. You go to the Pleiades. You've been to Sirius. You've gone to Andromeda. You've been many, 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 many solar systems, many, many planetary bodies. You enjoy space. You're a star seed. You come here to assist people. You've done this many, many times. And so home to you is elsewhere. And then when you come into your body, there's a little bit of a shudder, and then you wake up, and it's like, okay, whatever. And then your dream time is fantastical, and it's your knowing. You know it very, very well, very completely. You enjoy it there. There are many souls that know you. There's family there. There's family here, too. But you'd like to be on a ship. So you get transported up. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
What?
That's how I feel, like, beam me up, Scotty. The one dream I remember the little bit about was this UFO, and they were teaching me how to command it.
Absolutely. Many of us are commanders. The UFOs are real. Yes, folks. And there are many, many happy, friendly family that support us on ships. And we also command ships as well. So you are exactly in the right place. You asked a really cool question, and home is there. And this is a planet that you're assisting in terms of the ascension, the awakening of humanity.
Okay.
So if you want to, you get the pen and the pad of paper by your bed. Or in your bed, and once you get it, you start writing.
Start jotting them down.
You start jotting them down. And if you miss them, it doesn't matter. It's not like it's a fail. There's no loss. It doesn't matter. Many of us forget, but sometimes we remember. So if you want to, increase the chances of remembering, do pen and paper, and you got it.
Okay. I will have that by my bed tonight.
Enjoy the trip.
I do every night. I have these fantastical dreams, and then, like you say, you jerk up, you sit up, you get up, you go to the bathroom, and poof, they're gone. And
then
it's gone. All right, I'll do it again tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. So if you have the paper, just have it there. And then don't do a sudden movement. You open your eyes, and it's as you're coming to, and then lean over, get the pen and paper, and just start writing.
I'm going to be writing.
With as little movement as possible.
Okay.
Good luck.
Sounds great. I appreciate your reading.
Oh, thank you. I love what I do.
I was trying to decipher them myself, but not remembering them. It's
hard.
But I know it's something.
Oh, yeah. Many of us wake up exhausted because we know that we've been all over the place. It's like, wait a minute, I went to sleep so I could rest.
Yep, very restless sleep, though. Very, I'm not getting deep sleep, I don't think.
You're busy.
I feel like I'm dreaming, but not fully asleep.
You could ask the other side to knock you out a little bit more so you can get rest. Ask them, okay. Just ask the other side, please help me do both, where I'm active, but also that my body, my physical body here sleeping, is able to rest.
Okay.
And that was Arcturus, correct?
Arcturus, A-R-C-T-U-R-I-S, Arcturus. Like as in the Ark, Noah's Ark, A-R-C, and then T-U-R-I-S, Arcturus.
Excellent.
Yeah, you could look that up.
I will.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
You as well. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, everyone, it's gone by very quickly, and we've had a huge audience and so many brave souls coming up. And, sharing their guidance with all of us, which is so amazing. Joni, just as we end, could you just let people know how they can contact you? All the links are on the website with the replay at soul-luminous.com. But Joni, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is www.joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you spell Joni, J-O-A-N-I-E, joniswhitelighthealing.com. You could find me on Facebook. So you could find my fan page, Joni's White Light Healing, and please like and follow. And if you want a friend on Facebook, I'm under Joni Isinger. That's E-I-S as in Sam, I-N-G-E-R, like E-I Singer. And just let me know how you found me because I'm not friending people that I don't know. And I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on SoundCloud, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Amazing night, Joni. Everyone, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And we will be on next month. The date has yet to be determined, but it will be posted no later than the next 48 hours on soul-luminous.com on my website. It will also post it on my Facebook page.
Michelle, thank you, for having me. I love being here.
Oh, I do too. And there's so much enthusiasm and it's amazing. So it's a hard thing to ask for help like that and to get it and to share it and to put yourself as vulnerable, and takes a lot of courage, but it helps so many people. So thank you for that. Thank you for being soul luminous. And until next month, we're off the air. Thank you, Joni.